There are only a few feast days left that have sequence as a part of the liturgy. It's optional. Thank you for singing it with me. We hear it often sung during the Stations of the Cross as we go from station to station. Today's feast day, following yesterday's feast day of the triumph of the cross, acknowledges the role of the church, modeled and seen in Mother Mary, there at the foot of the cross of her Son. It's almost as if, like we celebrate All Saints' Day on November 1st, the triumph of all of this, and then the next day, November 2nd, All Souls. We go from the gold of the solemnity and everything into the black, the purple of the sorrowful, as those who are being purified and prepared to enter into the fullness. We see that kind of parallel also today in our feast is the triumph of the cross, the transformation, radical transformation of an instrument of torment and death, becoming the absolute place of salvation and redemption. We see Mother Mary again. She always, always, always is the model of the church. You see her modeling for us as church what we are to be with Jesus. Not to get myself distracted, the line, it just keeps coming up in my heart, where the writer to the Hebrews says that Jesus, he learned obedience from what he suffered. We can interpret that wrong, right? We think about parents, we think about obedience. I disobey my parents and I get spanked, right? Well, I'm sure they don't do that anymore. They probably sit me alone in a, you know, in the corner by myself and isolate me as a form of punishment or whatever. But back in my day, you got spanked. Jesus on the cross is not getting spanked for disobedience. Right? We have that mindset. He learned obedience. No, Jesus was obedient. He learned in obedience the great and awesome reality of the faithfulness of God in his obedience in the resurrection. The cross is not God's punishment upon Jesus for being obedient. His resurrection is the fruit of his obedience. His invitation to hear the will of his Father and to say yes, yes to that will. Mary today, in her under the title of Our Lady of Sorrows, during Lent I will wrap the Pietà that we have in the back of the church, I will wrap her in a purple garment. You always see Our Lady of Sorrows, she's either wrapped in black or purple. It is not Mary's punishment that she is at the foot of cross with Jesus. It is because of her yes to loving him at the invitation of the angel. You will become the mother of the Messiah. Yes, may it be done according to me, may it be done unto me according to your word. That her life would take on a whole new radical thing, because for the rest of her life she would be intimately connected to Jesus. His sorrow, his suffering would be her sorrow and suffering. To speak to a parent in the room, you cannot detach your children from your hearts. They are one with you. Even a priest knows a little bit about that. As he sees the suffering of his sons and daughters. Mary's suffering is because of her yes of love. If you don't want to feel any pain, don't love. I don't recommend it. There's an antidote to feeling pain, yes, but not as an antidote for existence and life. You are made in the image and likeness of God, who is love. You must love to be who you were created to be. And you come to the celebration of the altar, my brothers and sisters, this celebration, this invitation for us to come to the altar is for us, through him and with him and in him, to be one with him in the perfect offering of himself in obedience to the Father. Do you have suffering that is a part of your life? Then bring it here to the altar. Make it one with Jesus' suffering in his obedience. This, my brothers and sisters, this is the sacrament of perfect love. It is the sacrament of perfect love. And what I mean by that is, yes, it is perfect love in the image of Jesus pouring himself out for the salvation of the world. It is perfect love in that he is giving himself in perfect obedience to the Father. It is perfect love as we see Mother Mary in perfect communion with her Son, her heart rendering open as she shares in his suffering and the gift of herself in communion with him to the Father. But it is also a sacrament of perfect love because it is our invitation to be one with him. What opportunities in your life do you have to love perfectly? There are a lot of opportunities, but how many of them are concrete? How often we fall short in the gift of our perfect love for a mom, a dad, a brother, a sister, a neighbor, a stranger. We fall short all the time. Here, through him and with him and in him, we make a perfect gift of love to the Father. This is a mirror of who we are to be. But it isn't just an image reflection false thing that we look at. It is the most profound and true reality in which we find our identity. We are invited, my brothers and sisters, all that you are, all that you have, every invitation of love that is yours, that you have received in life, does it cause you pain and suffering to love others? Yes! If you're loving rightly, if you're loving truly, remember, all of you were here yesterday, right? In the homily, remember, I was freaking out because the connection, the dance between death and love was so close, and I couldn't even hardly articulate it. They are so alike, death and love. This is the invitation. This is the invitation. But what's so beautiful about it is, in this invitation, you get to die and yet walk out of the church alive. Through him and with him and in him, you get to give everything that you are unto your last breath is the gift that you give here. And yet you get to leave the church alive. The reciprocation of that beautiful gift of life to you. To understand this sacrament is to understand who you are and what you are called to be. To miss this is to miss, it's truly to miss the essence of our vocation, of being in the image and likeness of God who is love. Today we have the courage and beautiful example of Mother Mary, whose heart is broken because of such a great love for her Son. She offers herself through him and with him and in him.
We're invited to do this too. My brothers and sisters, everything, all your failures, all your successes, all that you are, all of your attempts to love, all of your perfect successes of love, bring him here. And through him and with him and in him, make this offering of perfect love to the Father. This is Jesus' gift. It is the gift of the bridegroom for the bride, for you and for me. That in our life there would not be the absence of love, because the sacrament breaks open for us this opportunity to give ourselves away. The last thing I'll say is I can hear it welling up in people's hearts. But what am I to be given? I can hear the pessimism. I can hear the heart and the hurt in your hearts of being disparaging on the gift that you have to give. That is not true, and that is not of God. Who you are and the value and the worth of who you are is revealed in this gift. And all you have to be is who you are in the gift of that person back to him. We cannot fathom the value of one human life, let alone a church full. You have great and awesome value. And that is most fully revealed when you give yourself away. It's an invitation, my brothers and sisters. Mother Mary is inviting us to stand at the foot of the cross with her son and to make a gift of yourself, not out of punishment, but a choosing freely in your freedom redeemed, choosing freely to make this gift that he invites you to make. Amen.